Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Did you know that in the Arabic language there are over 300 words that describe the word lion, Asad? It is something very, very amazing when you look at the descriptions of the position of the lion in different situations. The Prophet ﷺ gave the name of Asadullah, the lion of Allah, to Hamza. And you might wonder, why didn't he give him the name of like a leopard or a tiger? Another very honorable animal. Why lion? What's different about the lion? Even though if you look at the life of the lion, it has some very interesting things. The lion sleeps quite a lot, but subhanAllah, when he gets up, he's so effective. So why the lion? Just one thing that I was listening to recently, and I think it's worth mentioning with regards to the mindset of the lion or the attitude of the lion. The lion, number one, is extremely brave. And that is exactly what Hamza radiallahu anh was like. He stood up for the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he was a very confident man. Maybe at that point it could have been pride. He was not a Muslim yet, but it was the pride and maybe the love. It was a positive thing that when he heard what Abu Jahl did, that he really said, "How dare you? I am from the religion of my nephew," and then he smacked him. So. When you look at that, he was extremely brave. He was a hunter. He would hunt lions. He was a hunter. He would go with his bow, his sword, and just go in the desert for long periods of time. And this is not like going to the desert today and you take your, I don't know, your utensils and all that thing and you have a picnic. No, it's very difficult. But so the lion is extremely brave. That's why you have to adopt that mentality. You want to be like an Asad of Allah. Asadullah, like Hamza radiallahu anh. The second thing that I want to share with you about the lion. If you've seen any of the videos when lions get attacked, they're surrounded by hyenas. They get into a lot of conflicts with hyenas because hyenas try to steal their food. But when you see the lion never gives up, he gets bitten from left, right, he still fights. The lion is not afraid, but he doesn't give up. I don't know what are the hyenas in your life like. It might be bills, it might be debts, it might be people, it might be your work, it might be your personal struggle with your own self. Everyone's got some hyenas. I know I have mine and I know them very well. What are your hyenas? What are your challenges, the things that bite you from left and right and you're fighting, you're struggling? But are you laying down or are you like a lion? What are you? That's the second thing. And the third thing is, the lion is very protective. He protects his territory. He protects his females. He protects what's his. He protects what he needs to protect, what he believes, or what he has around himself. Do you protect what Allah has given you, the amana? Of course, you were drawing a parallel, but it's amazing how important and how developed and how strong this word in the Arabic language is. Asad, Asadullah, and even Hamza. Actually, the Arabic specialists have put that even the word Hamza is a word for lion. Right? So, territory, okay? That is something that is extremely important. You protect it. You have ghira. Or not, or you're just like, you know, whatever. Today I can't. Yeah, well, you know, this person said something to my wife. My wife is misbehaving on TikTok. My children just running around doing nothing. My job's a mess. Finance is a mess. Everything's a mess. My parents, I can't help them. Are you protecting the amana that's being given to you or not? So three things again. Number one, courage. Number two, how do you fight with the hyenas that are around you? And number three, are you protective? Are you protective? And last but not least, forgot this. The mindset of the lion. A lion is not the king of the jungle because he's the strongest. Actually, if you look and do some research, you'll find that the tiger can beat the lion. The elephant can beat the lion. Even hyenas, if they gang upon him, they could beat the lion. But specifically, the tiger can beat the lion. You can look it up. The tiger, the lion is, that's not why he's the king of the jungle. It's not the biggest. Doesn't seem like he's the strongest. But it's his attitude. It's his courage. It's his mindset. It's the way his character, the way he portrays himself. That, and again, people might say arrogance, but there's a difference between arrogance and confidence. Obviously, with an animal, it's a different story. But if you look at the lion, he inspires awe, the way he presents it, the way he walks, the way he takes, he does things. It's just amazing, subhanAllah. So, remember that. Do you have the mindset of Asadullah? At least, well, you cannot say let's compare to animals, but let's at least adopt the mindset of Hamza, radiallahu an, was a shaheed, and he died in the Battle of Uhud. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gather us with them on the Day of Judgment, inshallah, with these real brave men. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.